I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Black Forest fire in Colorado Springs, Colorado, is out of control. El Paso County's spokesman says this may be the most destructive fire Colorado has ever seen. The evacuation zone affects 38,000 people. Compassion International is just one of 70 organizations based in Colorado Springs. Compassion's Tim Glenn says their headquarters is under voluntary evacuation.
Just not knowing whether your home is still standing or not, it's brutal.
Their request?
As of right now, it's still 0% contained. Pray for those families who've been evacuated, for those who've lost all of their material possessions in this fire.
Meanwhile, the saying, many hands make light work, really applies to the Global Aid Network packing event. Starting next Tuesday, Gaines Steve Watson says thousands of volunteers will descend on the Pennsylvania warehouse to spend the week packing supplies used on the mission field. That has an interesting effect on the reluctant missionary.
People have that tug, but sometimes they're reluctant to go to Central America or outside of their comfort zone. This is a way you can come in and do something tangible that isn't necessarily hard.
There is still time to pray, give, or go. We've got phone numbers and links at our website. And while India has the most orphans and vulnerable kids in the world, there are very few children's homes. But Baptist Global Response is working alongside one of them in North India. Blue Haven's Children's Home is providing a home, food, and education for more than 30 at-risk kids. They're looking to expand their facilities to take in even more kids. Pray that more of these kids will experience God's love. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God, by Eric C. Barrett. To get your free copy, give us a call at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website at missionnetworknews.org and then click the link. I'm Ruth Kramer.